This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. A Ring of Fire weather pattern will keep Iowa hot and humid next week. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Seems like this week's hot temperatures were just a taste of what's in store for next week. Iowa State climatologist Dr. Justin Glisson said it's supposed to have high temperatures and plenty of rainfall due to a Ring of Fire weather configuration.
So we're going to see some 90s next week, but also wetter conditions. And this time of year, when you see an elevated warm signal, it's typically coupled with a drier signal. So what we're looking at is a Ring of Fire configuration where you have a large-scale high-pressure system setting up over eastern parts of the United States. And what happens is with the flow around a high pressure is clockwise, so return flow from the south, you get what we call ridge riders, or disturbances that ride along the top or the northern side of that high pressure system. And that's where we're seeing enhanced probabilities of very wet conditions across Minnesota and northern Iowa, but also in the outlooks, elevated probabilities of wetter conditions for the state.
Glisson said those storms will be appreciated because, believe it or not, we are behind on precipitation for the month of June.
We are seeing better chances of more thunderstorms in the next 7 to 10 days, which is good because if you look at where we are now in June, which is the wettest month climatologically for the northern two-thirds of the state, we're behind on precipitation. So we do need some rainfall to catch up, and it's looking like we're going to be in an atmosphere configuration that could allow for that.
For more information or to submit a ground conditions observation report, visit iowaagriculture.gov/climatology-bureau. For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.